This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, May 9th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. It's National Drinking Water Week, and the Beaver Water District reminds everyone that Beaver Lake supplies the water that you drink every day. The Beaver Water District cleans and disinfects water from Beaver Lake for more than 300,000 people and industries in Northwest Arkansas and surrounding areas. Information regarding our drinking water and how you can help is available at the newly updated website, bwdh20.com.
Later on this program, the first seven students graduate from the University of Arkansas's Launch program that brings young adults with developmental disabilities to campus for a three-year program. It's in conjunction with Lifestyles. And Jeff Tweedy, the lead singer of Wilco, explains how a record of train sounds helped propel his career.
He'll also talk about the band's CD and tour, which includes a stop tomorrow night at the Amp, and how students at John Brown University are trying to construct a better disaster shelter.
Before those stories, these items for this Wednesday. Arkansas is receiving $3 million of a $1.6 billion settlement over the marketing of the drug Depakote. Pharmaceutical company Abbott Laboratories was sued in multiple states for telling doctors the drug was effective for more diseases than the FDA had approved it to treat. Jim DePriest with the Attorney General's office says the company's practices were misleading.
We believe that Abbott promoted it off-label so that doctors would prescribe it and misled the doctors regarding its efficacy. And doctors did, in fact, prescribe it for conditions for which it was not FDA approved. And it was, in fact, not as effective as Abbott had alleged, as had represented it would be. And as a result, patients that were getting this were not getting an effective drug, but were paying for it.
DePriest says Medicaid was defrauded by the company, and therefore $1 million of the settlement will go to the state's Medicaid Trust Fund. Depakote is used for symptoms of bipolar disorder and migraines, but was improperly marketed to help schizophrenia, dementia, and autism patients.
A team of MBA graduates from the Sam M. Walton College of Business at the University of Arkansas was awarded a 2012 Edison Award for creating a more eco-friendly plastic grocery bag. CycleWood Solutions Incorporated, a company started in the Walton College's entrepreneurship program, developed the concept for a biodegradable, compostable, single-use plastic bag to replace the high-density polyethylene bags currently used in stores. An Edison Award, named for the American inventor Thomas Edison, is one of the highest accolades a company can receive in the name of innovation and business. The CycleWood bag was assessed by a panel of more than 3,000 judges, and the team was presented with a Bronze Edison Award. More information is available at CycleWood.com. And more than 200 U of A students received nearly $2 million in competitive scholarships, fellowships, and grants during the 2011-2012 academic year. The awards came on the state and national level and were earned on the basis of such factors as academic achievement, research, and community involvement. The students will use the funding to help pay for either their undergraduate studies or future graduate work. Overall, the university has produced 46 Goldwater Scholars, 56 National Science Foundation Graduate Research Fellows, 45 Fulbright Scholars, 16 Truman Scholars, 5 Madison Scholars, 5 Morrison-Udall Scholars, 2 Gates-Cambridge Scholars, and 10 Rhodes Scholars since the first Rhodes Scholarship was awarded to a U of A student in 1904.
A pair of high school students from Rogers will represent Arkansas next month at the Ford AAA Student Auto Skills National Finals. That will be held at the Ford World Headquarters in Dearborn, Michigan. Automotive technology students Dakota Phillips of Rogers High School and Chevin Brace of Rogers Heritage High will compete for thousands in scholarship dollars, as well as the opportunity to earn a job shadow experience with Wood Brothers Racing and the opportunity of being crowned America's Best Student Auto Technicians. At the national finals, both students will have their automotive skills tested with a written exam and a timed event where they will have to diagnose and repair intentionally installed bugs on a Ford vehicle.
UALR's Center for Arkansas History and Culture has released its Winthrop Rockefeller exhibit on what would be his 100th birthday. Director of Technology Chad Garrett says the exhibit, which is all online, features several documents, photos, and video clips in several key areas of his life.
What we have done is taken a two-pronged approach, and we look at Rockefeller's life according to several major themes that historians believe are true about him. Then we take another sort of axis look at where those things fall within his papers. So we took a look at the collection in terms of personal papers, governor's papers, public relations papers, and so forth.
One of the more unique things about the exhibit is the History Pin, which allows photos and geographical locations on top of Google Maps. To see the exhibit, go to UALRexhibits.org.
And the Tulsa Drillers scored in the first five innings on their way to a 9-4 win over the Northwest Arkansas Naturals yesterday afternoon at Arvest Ballpark. The Nats were down 8-2 in the bottom of the sixth when Will Myers delivered his fifth home run in his last six games. That cut the lead to five runs. The home run was the 11th of the season for Myers, tying him with Nathan Freeman for the lead in that category in the Texas League. Naturals have the day off today. They'll open a four-game series with Springfield Thursday evening at 7.